some new faces in the prairies around McLean County, ceramic faces, that is. They're on display in three local nature centers and help tell a visual history of the Illinois prairie. Some represent historical figures. Others represent people who roamed the prairie in Illinois' early years, including Native Americans, trappers, traders, and roving preachers. The Faces of the Prairie Project was a community effort that involved the Inside Out Artists Cooperative in Bloomington, Heartland Community College, local veterans, and school children. In another of our occasional series on Unknown Illinois, GLT's Judy Valente strolls through some of the places the faces are on display with Mickey Michelle, the principal artist and driving force behind the Prairie Faces Project.
We're in this gorgeous setting of the ISU Horticulture Center on Rab Road, and there's sulfur butterflies flitting all around and gorgeous purple and pink flowers and red flowers. What drew you to this project?
Back in 2015, I became a master naturalist, and I loved that program. During that, we went to all the native prairies around us in McLean County and other counties, and going there, I just loved the prairies. And I was fortunate enough back in the day before they closed down Dixon Mounds that we got to go down there.
Dixon Mounds, where the Indian remains are still.
Correct. And in doing that, of course, out of respect for disturbing of burial grounds, they have locked that up. But what is left there is all these wonderful representations of the culture. And it's all done by artists. So the art brought me in. I was an art major at ISU, taught art for 25 years in Unit 5. So in my back of my head was fermenting what maybe I could add as an art person. And as we went from prairie to prairie, there's a commonality or a similarity between prairies. There's the cup plant, the little blue stem, the large blue stem, the compass plant, and Indian grass. So I thought, how could we distinguish a prairie from a prairie? And I thought about the people who traveled through Illinois when we were a prairie. And so that took me back to 1700s to 1800s. Did a little research online and then talked to people, and in doing so, fermented the idea that we could make these ceramic faces that represent the people who actually were here when this was all prairie. And so in doing that, I enlisted the aid of the Inside Out Art, which I'm a member of. I was gifted clay. I was gifted ceramic glazes. So the next thing was how to get them fired. God bless Aaron Formosky at Heartland. Aaron Formosky at Heartland said, well, I can put him in with my classwork. So she fired him, and then we glazed him, and then we were able to place him. We have six faces at the Hort Center.
Horticulture Center.
Horticulture Center, excuse me. Six over at the Heartland Teaching Prairie, and then 10 are down at Sugar Grove Nature Center, and that's based on the Funk family and the stubble feeds. So we actually had to get photos of the people or actually representations online, and that was a fun project too.
Well, let's take a look at some of your artwork, because I can't wait to hear about some of these people who are here at the Horticulture Center.
All right, great.
Well, it's a picture-perfect day, not a cloud in the sky, and lovely breeze here.
We're coming up down here by the little red barn to the left are where all the faces on the prairie stand. I can see a young Abe Lincoln. Now, the story behind Abe Lincoln, my brother, who's a retired judge, Sean Fries, went to Eureka, Illinois, and he said Abraham Lincoln went to court here. And I thought that was fascinating in that old courthouse. So when I did my reading about it, he rode buck probably across this prairie following the old Indian trails.
So we're walking on grass that perhaps Abraham Lincoln's horse trod on.
Yes. Next to Abe is a young Mary Todd Lincoln, and she was done by a wonderful artist at the Arc Center who came to Inside Out to do, and she had a picture of the young Mary Todd. She really loved roses, so she decided on pink roses in her hair. Uh-huh. And next to Mary is the traveling preacher, and throughout Illinois in the early settlements, these men of God would ride horses to meet with congregations across the state. And so he's a traveling pastor. And then down on the end, you have David Davis, who was an associate of Abraham Lincoln, and a lady who represents Mrs. David Davis. And of course, we have the Davis Mansion, which is a wonderful place to visit.
School children can come to this horticulture center garden here in Prairie, more than a garden. They could learn a little bit about writers who are associated with Illinois, and now historical figures.
Correct. And there will be some signage about it.
And all this is ceramic?
Yeah. The number of them have been glazed and some have been painted. And then they've been sealed for the weather. I have one outside my property. It's been out for 18 years, and it's still there. They can last.
So you start with a photograph, and then what happens next? What's the process, the artistic process?
Inside Out Art, which is phenomenal, bought these plastic face forms for me. And then we put paper over them, put the clay, and then you have a basic face, hollow face form, and then you add the detail to make the face look like the picture.
But then it has to be put in the kiln.
Correct.
And then it has to be painted. I mean, the colors and everything,
right,
to get the skin tones and the hair color.
Right. I and three other artists took on the painting and then sealing them.
Well, as much as I hate to leave this gorgeous piece of prairie here at the ISU Horticulture Center, let's take a look at Heartland's prairie across the road.
That'd be great.
Welcome to Heartland Gardens. I'm Janet Beach Davis. This is a garden area that we've made so that people can come here and see what native plants will look like if they plant them in their yard. We have 5 prairie faces here in our prairie, so they're kind of fun to just walk around and find.
Unlike at the ISU Horticulture Center, the faces seem to be more embedded in the natural prairie here.
We tried to put them kind of where they would peek out at people, just as if there was somebody out here with them. So there's one looking over your shoulder right now.
Well, hello there. That's Chief Illini, or no?
It's an Osage Indian, and he's nice and tall, like Osages were. So he welcomes people to our garden.
Was Heartland excited to get this project?
Yeah, it was very fun. We always want to add a little bit to the gardens and to show that it's not just for us tree huggers. We have people out here doing photography classes and that kind of thing. So we're very excited to get some art into our garden.
So Nikki, you're here, luckily, the artist, to tell us a little bit about these images. And what I love about them is that they're right in with the flowers.
Yes.
And things.
Yeah, Janet has done an excellent job.
Let's go and tour some of the faces then.
All right. We have a prairie woman around the corner here with her kind of a blue bonnet on, and she typifies the amazing women that came out. They were the ones doing everything. They had a fear of the prairie grass. Because when they came from New England, there were trees and then there were meadows. But out here, this grass was 7, 8, 10 feet high. And so here's a wagon coming up there. They thought there were monsters in there. So when they'd stop at night, he would go around and tramp the grass down around the wagon, or a number of men would. They'd have a fire, keep the kids right by the fire, and then get fed and then put them back in the wagon. So this prairie, which is amazing, it has, thanks to John Deere and the plow, has made this wonderful food crops for us around here, was formidable back in the day.
Well, let's look at some of the other faces and you can tell me their stories.
All right. This is a representative of the Potawatomi Indians who were prevalent through here. They lived in the area. The Kickapoo were the great travelers, and our Indians of Illinois didn't ride horses, but they were great runners and hunters and fishermen and traders of goods. So the Potawatomi were called the peaceful tribe.
These ceramic sculptures are just outstanding. I mean, the expression on this Native American's face, and the way you've got his hair, the curls in his hair, it's just unbelievable. How were you able to do that?
With the internet, you can find just about any picture. And so we went with an Illinois timeline and found the time period. And then I printed out grayscale or black and white pictures and handed them to the people working on them. That was done by my granddaughter's friend, another 13-year-old. Who did the face, and she was all excited about it. And I said she did a wonderful job. So all these different faces were made by different people.
A 13-year-old made this beautiful. It's unbelievable. I mean, the expression on the face. And then, did I understand that your granddaughter made the traitor?
Right. Well, she made the preacher man. And she had a picture. She loved the mustache, so she made the preacher man. And then as she was doing it, she said it reminded her of her uncle, who's a preacher.
If anybody wants to find this prairie, it's a little bit difficult, but if you know where you're going, go to parking lot F, and it's right beside parking lot F, and there's a great big windmill right behind this prairie, so you can't miss it. Well, thank you so much.
That was GLT's Judy Valente reviewing some of the new ceramic faces on the prairie with artists Mickey Michelle and Janet Beach Davis, an earth science instructor and curator of the Heartland Community Gardens. Prairie faces can be seen at the Heartland Gardens, the Illinois State University Horticultural Center, and the Sugar Grove Nature Center. Signage offering information about the historic significance of each face should be installed soon.